We've got our 6th annual Brazos County Adoption Day coming up on Monday, November 19th, and we are excited. It's an annual event. We have it each year in conjunction with National Adoption Day, where adoptions are really just celebrated across the U.S. We have 8 children here from Brazos County who will be adopted into 5 loving families, and on Monday we'll have lots of activities for the adoptees. And then it's just a wonderful opportunity to watch the hearings and see these children find their forever families. And it's perfect timing. It's right in time for the holidays. It's just a really fun event. And an addition to this year's event is we're also having a match party that will be sponsored by Child Protective Services. And that's an opportunity for if anyone's in the community that they've been considering adoption, they can come to the match party portion of the event and look at profiles of children who are waiting for their forever family, get information on how to be licensed as adoptive parents, just be walked through the process. So we encourage people to come out both to celebrate and to get information if it's something that they've had an interest in.
And what time and where will these events be, please?
The event is we're going to kick it off with a press conference at 1:30, and it'll be held at the administration building, which is 200 South Texas Avenue, and it's in Bryan. And then the adoptions start at 2 o'clock that afternoon and are held kind of consecutively throughout the afternoon until all of them are finalized. So just come out and join us. We'll have a wonderful speaker during the press conference, an adoptive father who will share his experience and his family's experience welcoming their teenager into their home. And we'll just, again, have lots of fun activities for kids to do and lots of information about adoption.
All right. And so the activities for kids, that's for families who come who are interested in possibly adopting?
Absolutely. We'll have activities set up. Usually we try to do some things for the adoptees and their families. But again, it is a family-friendly event. We want anyone who comes to just come and learn about it. And it's a child-friendly event as well. We'll have just arts and crafts and coloring pages, and anyone is welcome to come and join us.
All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about why you feel this is so especially meaningful.
You bet. I think that when people think of adoption, they typically think of, you know, either infants, or lots of folks think of international adoption as well, and those are equally as noble. I think that one of the things that Adoption Day really focuses on is the adoption particularly of older youth, and we all know that no matter what age you are, even into adulthood, we all need a family to return to at the holidays, someone to go back home to when you've had just a really bad day, and someone to be there and support you through all of your lifelong kind of milestones and events. And so we really want to focus, we use this event to focus on some of those older youth that are still in need of forever families, and encourage the community to really look at just the different children who are available, both the Adoption Day event and also our Wednesday's Child segment that we do each month, really tries to highlight an individual kind of personality, what are their interests, all in the hopes of a family that's out there thinking about adoption sees that child and thinks we're the family for that child.
All right. Well, would you please tell me a little bit more about how people can get information, people who are interested, where they can go online or who they need to call?
Sure. Yeah, they can get in touch with our office at 979-822-9700. We also have information about the event on our website, and that's vfcbrazos.org.